Good morning, and thank you for starting your day off with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XQ. Dave Cruz here with producer Donnie in the XQ studios as Andy broadcasts from her home, her basement.
Hello, from the basement.
Yeah. You do sound amazingly clear, though, by the way.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that's because we have such wonderful engineers. Yes. Can we just give a shout out to the engineers for making life possible?
Thank you, XQ engineers.
Yeah, they're
IT
amazing.
IT guys, great job.
Yes, for sure, for sure. So one of my favorite shows in the world would be 15 years old if it were still being on, and that's The Office. Can you imagine? Yes. It's been 15 years since that thing started. It's near and dear to my heart because I'm from the Scranton area.
Okay.
So, Is the actual building there, by the way?
I don't know that much about the history.
Didn't film there, although a lot of the opening scenes in the beginning, that's all really Scranton.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of that was because when John Krasinski was auditioning, he went, you know, he plays the role of Jim. Mm-hmm. He went to Scranton to kind of feel what the vibe was so that he would be better in the role. And so he did all these videos, and a lot of the videos that he had made actually ended up in the opening credits, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that is really cool.
Yeah. I was going to say,
and The Office is near and dear to your heart this week because you are on a bouncy exercise ball, which is
That's what she said.
This is one of my favorite scenes from The Office.
Donnie's in charge of hitting those buttons, by the way.
Yep.
I don't know that that was necessarily
appropriate. Yeah, it is. So keep talking because I got control.
I think he's going to hit it once every 12 seconds.
Regardless. That's what she said.
So it's just like the scene in the beginning when and it was actually in a full episode, but John Krasinski walks past, you know, Jim walks past Dwight, and because he's on his bouncy ball, and you know, saying how good it is for his abs and all these things that you could be, your core is getting so much strength. So that's what I'm sitting on, but I don't have anyone to walk past and deflate it on me, which is good.
Yes.
But what surprised me, Dave, is that it just came out all the people that were supposed to play or who auditioned to be Michael Scott, who, of course, we know that role ended up going to Steve Carell, who a lot of us recognize, but his name was not like a household name when he got that role.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
the show really kind of put him on.
I was going to say, I don't remember him at all prior to that.
Yeah, he was in a couple things, but not necessarily. I mean, certainly not. I think that even his past stuff got bigger once he took the role in The Office. But okay, so these were some of the people that were considered to play Michael Scott. Dan Aykroyd.
Okay. Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
Oh my God.
That would be a completely different show.
Yeah,
I
could actually see. I don't know if you could have him and Dwight at the same time. That's a lot.
I know, right? Matthew Broderick. Owen Wilson.
Oh, I love me some Owen Wilson.
I know, but he's just so like dopey. It would be so different, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you would just. Steve Carell pulls it off in that you could tell that he's really trying to be serious.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's making all the right choices. I don't know that we would get that same feeling from Owen Wilson.
Right, because Steve Carell had the thing where he has the look of an executive, right? He can wear the suit and he looks the part, and then he opens his mouth and it goes downhill.
Exactly. But yeah, even Louis C.K. came in to read for Michael Scott, said.
Oh, my
Lord. Yeah, but he had a deal with CBS at the time, but they said that he was great. So they were disappointed that they didn't get him at the time. And then the other thing that I thought was funny is that they wanted the guy who played Jim, John Krasinski, when he came in for his interview or for his audition, they wanted him to audition for Dwight. And he had to convince them that he would be better as Jim. So that would have been a completely different thing, too. He would. Rainn Wilson is the perfect Dwight Schrute.
Absolutely.
The beet farmer. I don't know if I don't know if there are any beet farms around the Scranton area for real. I've never seen any, but
yeah, in some alternate universe, this whole cast has been recast and they're in different parts since.
I know. It would be interesting to see. I mean, that's what they should do for like the 20th anniversary, maybe in a few years. Get all the people that had auditioned for these roles
and bring them back
to see what it would have been like. I think it's kind of fun.
Well, you keep bouncing on your ball. Hopefully, no one sneaks up behind you with scissors, Andy.
That's what she said.
The Andy Summer Show, 5:30 to 10 a.m. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.